the cycle process today is one of many being held at ACCS offices throughout the country today. You have to look at who really wants insurance from a company that's complicit with apartheid Israel's genocidal regime, which has killed almost 32,000 people in Gaza, hundreds more in the West Bank, and has destroyed over 70,000 housing units and left 1.7 million people displaced in just 6 months.
But the workers who work in the offices in Sligo have nothing to do with that bigger picture. You're not going to cause some disruption to those workers this afternoon?
No, this is nothing to do with the workers. This is the money that's being invested by ACCSA. ACCSA's profits from war crimes and crimes against humanity of apartheid has increased. They have invested over nearly 20 million in three complicit Israeli banks. ACCSA is ranked 22nd among European financial institutions involved in Israel's illegal settlements from enterprise. And we're asking ACCSA to divest from these financial institutions.
A peaceful protest today, Councillor O'Boyle.
Always a peaceful protest. This is the time for ACCSA to listen to their customers, the people of Ireland and the people of Palestine who are being annihilated in Ireland in a live stream genocide. As a company, in its own words, with a tradition of human solidarity, divesting from complicity, commercial investments or proprietary, non-proprietary nature should be a basic immediate goal. And until ACCSA takes measures necessary to end it complicitly, we will continue a campaign for a consumer boycott of ACCSA and related businesses to ensure ACCSA's connection to the occupation of Palestine and the apartheid state of Israel and genocide it is conducting is widely understood.
And are you expecting a substantial turnout today at the protest, or can people just show up and take part in it as well?
Yeah, a lot of people have been involved, and we will gladly accept anybody that's down and available.